Hey, you. Yeah, you listening to this podcast. Hey, I want to thank you for taking your time out of your day to listen to William and Stuart here at Geeks for the Win. But if you like them and maybe want to hear a little something else as well, check out the Open Forum Radio Network. We have such podcasts as Open Forum Radio, The 40 Cast, Just Press Start, Tap the Craft, The Married Gamers, Gamer Husbands Radio, The OMG Hour, Gamers Unscripted, Lost Treasures of Gaming, Primetime, My Peanut Gallery, and many more. Hey, again, I want to thank you for taking the time listening to these fellas, but please remember to leave them an iTunes review or wherever you listen to this fine podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Stay open.
Open Forum Radio.
What community sounds like.
Stay open.
Welcome to episode 245 of the Geeks for the Win podcast, the tech and gaming podcast from thegeeksforthewin.com. We cover all things geeky. I'm your host, William McDonald, and I'm joined with my co-host, Stuart.
Known across the internet as Casual Terror.
And we are back, recording on Friday. This episode, hopefully, I'll get it out Friday evening. Okay. Friday night, hopefully.
So you kind of missed Friday evening.
Yeah. Well, you know, depends on like where you live.
All right.
So, you know, it could be Friday evening for Hawaii, right?
Okay, yeah, there you go. There you go.
But, Stuart, what have you been up to?
I've been playing Rebel Galaxy, and it looks like you have as well.
I have, yes.
I'm enjoying some aspects of it. I don't entirely love the game, but I am having fun with it. The main issue I have with it is I wish you could go up and down. I really wish you could go up and down.
In the ship?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's weird because, like, the bumpers don't do anything, right?
Yeah.
So you would think the bumpers could, like, you know, elevate and, you know, descend or whatever. You can go up and down. But like, no, they don't
enemy
do it.
Enemy ships can. I've had plenty of enemy ships fly over me and go under me.
Yeah, well, that's the AI, and the AI always cheats.
Yeah. But the one thing I do really kind of do like about the game is that music.
The music is amazing.
The music is awesome.
It's totally space cowboy music.
It's funny. I was actually playing the soundtrack at work, you know, because, like, my coworkers won't really know what this is. So I started playing it. One of the guys in my office turns around and goes, "Are we listening to Chinese cowboy music?" I just kind of laughed and said, "You're not far off."
Okay. Chinese cowboy music?
Yeah, there was a lot of twang in the particular track that was on at the time.
Okay, gotcha. No, it's definitely, the music definitely got that, like, you know,
right,
Firefly, space cowboy Firefly theme, yeah.
It's Firefly. They got that music down right. I wish the world was a little bit more, or the universe, I should say, it was a little bit more dynamic. Not that it isn't, because it's, each universe is procedurally generated. So your universe is completely different than mine. And, I just wish that, like, you know, like, the factions took over each other's territories. And, like, there'd be a scenario where, like, one faction completely just wipes the others out. And, like, it just kind of happens in the back, in the background. Or, like, you might be able to, like, you know, do, like, small stuff and be helped that along. But that, it doesn't happen like that. It doesn't happen. Yeah, what do you think of it?
I enjoy it. I've only played maybe, I don't know, I've done a few missions. I haven't gone too deep into it, but it's enjoyable. The combat takes a little getting used to.
Yeah.
Like, the turret stuff, yeah, that's a little easier, but the, like, what is it, the sideways cannon type thing?
Yeah, difficult. The broadside cannons.
Yeah, the broadside, it's pretty difficult, and I don't know if, like, upgrading it, you'll get, you know, better targeting or anything like that, but it's, like, pretty much you have to aim for where they're gonna be, I've learned.
Really? I found it's very, like, I just have to just aim in that general direction and it hits.
Well, I try to aim like in front of them so that, you know, because you are moving, you know, they are moving and they're, you know, so you have to make sure it hits.
It does track. They are homing.
Are they? Like, okay, yes. I didn't know that.
Yes, they are homing it. And I, of course, realized that when, you know, I saw a ship go under me and the missiles followed.
Ah, okay. I know the enemies, they have certain tracking missiles that are like, oh, crap, no, run away.
Right, yeah, and there are, like, auto turrets you get to blast those away or something like that. There is a way to get those to go to, you know, get them before they get you, kind of a thing. Yeah, what are you planning on doing? Like, what is your goal? What are you going to be?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. I don't really go into games like this thinking, okay, this is going to be my story. I'm going to be this, you know, for the most part, I just go, you know, step by step, mission by mission.
I think I'm going to focus on bounty hunting.
Okay.
I'm going to be a bounty hunter. An honorable one. Because there was a mission I came across where I had, where one guy asked me to take out this pirate. And then as soon as I got there, the pirate hailed me and said, hey, you know, I could give you some money and I'd disappear. So it's a win-win for both of us. Said, nah, I'll just blow you up now. So that's what I did.
Yeah, and you get the option, like, at the very beginning to you know, be like, to when you have to deliver the money to, you know, the one guy for the, what's his name, the friend of your aunt.
Oh, yeah.
When you have to deliver the money, you get the option to be like, hey, I'm, you know, keep the money or, you know, what money, stuff like that, so.
Oh, yeah, you can be an absolute D-bag and, like,
I think that's where, know, the, like, game's, like, gonna get, like, interesting, because I think the space flying combat, I think that, I don't know how much more they can do with that, how in depth, how many changes can be made with that.
Different weapons.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's...
You can have just, like, instead of, like, missiles and rockets and stuff, you can have, like, lasers.
Yeah, hopefully it's enough, but, yeah, this game, a lot of people are really digging it, and... I mean,
yeah.
I've been excited about this since, you know, a year ago when we saw it and interviewed one of the creators. Mostly two guys.
Which is amazing.
Two guys did most of it, yeah.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of stuff you can do in it. You know, like, you can be a trader, you can be a mercenary, a bounty hunter, a miner, you know, stuff like that. Although I've heard that trading is actually kind of really hard. Because you get really got to be kind of on it with the trading. Like, oh, they're selling low here, but you got to know where to go quickly to sell high. Because, like all the market values, they change in, like, a cycle. And however long that cycle is, I don't know. Like, basically a day. So, a day in game time.
Okay.
However long that is. Yeah, there's actually been a couple of times where I've been caught with contraband. It's like, damn, I was going to try to sell this. Well, I mean, you know, blow up a pirate ship and he drops, you know, live organs. Okay, yeah, I'll take the live organs and see if there's somebody who needs them. And then the militia catches me as soon as I come near a spaceport. But yeah, like, there's, like, you know, there's wars you can stop or help kind of continue and, like, sell weapons to both sides, kind of a thing. I have a list. Give me a second.
So how many hours do you think you have in it?
Maybe six. Like, not a whole lot, but still. Okay, yeah, here's like a list of things you can do. You can blow up a ship carrying diplomats in order to prolong a planet's civil war so you can keep selling weapons to both sides. Scavenge the ruins of some old battlefield for military grade weaponry. Buy water on an ocean planet and sell it on a desert planet. Rescue a planet of squid faced alien raiders. Blow up a ship carrying food to a planet struck with famine and starvation. Loot the cargo, then sell it yourself at a grotesquely inflated price. Or you can accept a 30,000 credit bribe to spare the life of someone. with a 10,000 credit bounty and then blow them up anyway.
Interesting.
Yeah, like I've yet to even come across like a planet I can even talk to. So, like, there's like events that kind of happen around like space stations as well. Like, you know, a space station will have like an arms race, and like the prices go up on like, you know, munitions and nuts and bolts and stuff like that. And you know, and that also that spawns a treaty ship somewhere else, and it slowly travels to that one. And you can blow that up to prolong the arms race. See, there's crime waves, economic booms, famine, huge celebrations, invasions, sieges, tech booms, wars, that kind of thing. So it kind of happens around space stations. So yeah, there's a lot in the game, but like I wish it was more, like I want to like, you know, if I cause like a bunch of trouble for like one faction, I want them to send like bounty hunters after me, but that doesn't happen. Or like, you know, a certain area of space, like more than just a one station, is like a pirate territory. Like they may have like four or five stations all kind of are clustered around, but no, they're kind of spread out and sporadic and random.
Okay, that's interesting. So far, I'm enjoying the game. I need to dive more into it. Hopefully this weekend I'll get some more time into it. I think I saw someone on Twitter say like they put 25 hours into it and before they hit like the final thing or something like that. So there's some content. That sounds about right.
There's a video on IGN. It's is Rebel Galaxy still fun after 20 hours? And the guy had beaten the main story, and he says, I'm kind of done. You know, it's like I can still do missions and stuff, but I've got like one of the best ships. I don't really have to worry about, you know, being destroyed anymore. They said he was kind of done with that playthrough. He was thinking about maybe doing another one and playing it completely differently. But yeah, I mean, once you've got up there, you're kind of king shit, and there's no one who can really challenge you.
Yeah. Hopefully DLC, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe.
Like, I don't know, maybe they're working on a sequel or something. I don't know, but it's only at, what, $20?
Yeah.
So it's not a full-fledged game, but, like, there's a lot of people, you know, a lot of people really hyped about this game. It's been, you know, on a lot of people's radars for the past, like, year. And, you know, with good reason, but, yeah, that's Rebel Galaxy. I tried recording a video and something didn't work right, so I'm gonna have to record, you know, again. So hopefully that will be up this weekend on our YouTube channel, which the link can be found at our website, thegeeksftw.com. So be sure to, you know, check that out.
Which is where currently every day for the next week or so, my playthrough of Murdered Soul Suspect is coming out.
Yeah, so definitely check out those, at least the first episode of that, to see if you want to, you know, stick with those. I've got
and then if you don't, still check out the rest.
Yeah, I'm behind on YouTube videos. I got the first one, like, you know, I clicked watch later. It's in my watch later queue on YouTube. So I gotta, you know, do that stuff. But like I said, I'm behind on YouTube stuff, like everything. But, what else you been up to?
Well, I decided, because the anime of, Phantasy Star Online 2 is airing right now, I decided I might as well check out Phantasy Star Online 2. It's a free-to-play MMO. Sure, I'll check it out. It's not been released, and it's not going to release here in the US. But there is a big enough fan base that there are like fan translation patches. And there's like a really easy way. I say easy. that you can just install the game, install the patches right away. I did that. Like, I downloaded all that stuff, and then I had to, of course, sign up for an account, for a Sega ID account, and that's on a Japanese website that, you know, I basically had to pull up another website to tell me kind of where, what to click and everything. And of course, CAPTCHA in Japanese fucking sucks.
Oh, I bet.
That took me about 3 or 4 tries.
Have you ever seen those CAPTCHAs that are like, click every picture with bacon in it, or, you know, stuff like that?
No.
I've come across those, like, recently, like, where it's like, you know, it's like there's 9 different images and like a, you know, 3x3 little box, whatever, and it's like, click every image that has, you know, this in it. And I'm like, that's interesting, because that's more of a, I guess, way to determine whether you're a person or not.
I just like the ones where you click the checkbox that says, I am not a robot.
Those are nice, yeah.
That one's easy. But yeah, I did that. Now I'm getting, every now and then I'll get a Japanese email that I cannot read. But I said I installed the game, and I did. I installed the game. I thought I installed the patches too. No, I didn't. Because when I started up the game, I started playing, like, oh, I'm not understanding a damn thing. So I tried to, you know, install the patches again, and noticed, like, the update bar where the patches would be was just not moving. So then I figured out what the hell was wrong, because it was on my end. Eventually, I found that out, you know, that my firewall was blocking it from coming in, and then the patches would install, and then my computer would say, oh, this is a suspicious file, delete automatically. Fuck you. So I eventually found out how to tell my antivirus program to ignore this folder. So now everything's good, and I can't wait to start playing, because that was last night.
Okay.
So what about you? What have you been up to, other than Rebel Galaxy?
Yeah, besides Rebel Galaxy, I've been playing a game called Cubot.
Okay.
It is Cubot. Yeah, Cubot. It is on Xbox One. It is $2, $1.99. I believe it's the cheapest Xbox One game out right now. That's not free, of course. I could be wrong. There might be.
Is it also the name of a phone?
Is it?
Because I typed that into Google. I'm getting a lot of phones.
Is it like a Japanese or Chinese phone, maybe?
I can't tell. Like, I just typed in Cubot into Google when it went to images and saw phones.
Yeah, I would type in Cubot game. This is also on, they also have this game on Android, but, you know, it's $1.99 on Xbox One, and it has 1,000 achievement points. 10 that are worth 100 gamer score each. Cubot game. Let me look up some images so I can describe this better. There are different color blocks as you get there, you know, they're cubes. And as you get through, you know, through the game, you get different colors that do different things. Like, you have the blue one. I think the blue one, yeah, just moves normal. You know, you can, you know, move it one, you know, any direction. The green one will, and when you move one, it'll move all of them on the grid. Would you call it a grid?
Yeah, I call that a grid. The grid.
And the grid can be like multi layers, you know. So it's not just like one level. There can be different levels. The green one will move reverse of the way you want to move it. So you have to, you know, move the analog stick, you know, left if you want it to go right. So there's different aspects of those where you're like, okay, I'm going to move this blue one down, but the green one will go up and stuff like that. There's ways around that, like, you know, once you figure out the combinations. And the goal is to get each colored block to land them on their colored square on the grid. To land all of them on their colored square on the grid at once. So it starts out real easy, you know, and it progresses. And a good thing about it is you do not have to go on YouTube to look up how to solve certain puzzles, because after you complete a certain amount of puzzles, you get level solutions that you can click. If you give up, you can just click level solution and it'll take you, it'll show you a already, you know, completed, you know, solution of how to do it, like step by step. So you can just click, you know, if you're stuck on like world on level 8, you know, puzzle 8, you know, which I can't remember which one that is, or that's the how many world levels there are. I think there are like 8, but if you get stuck on like one, you can just click level solution, it'll show you, and then you can just go back and do it that way. So that, I think that's nice. You know, that's, you know, it helps it, so you don't have to be like, oh crap, YouTube, and feel like you're cheating if you can't get, you know, if there's one you just can't get because you know, you get stuck, you get in a hack. Because with me, with these puzzle games, I get in a pretty good groove where I'm going along, solving them, not sure how I'm solving some of them, but I am. And then I just get stuck. And I just get, like, you know, it's just, I can't figure it out. And it's nice that the game's like, okay, you know, here's how to solve it. You've earned, you know, you've solved enough to where you earn a freebie. So I can't remember how many you have to solve to get, you know, one freebie. But, you know, by the end of it, if you're, like, stuck on, like, the last three, and you haven't really used a freebie or anything, like, you know, you can do that. But I had to do that a couple times, I admit. I've already said this on Twitter, because
I did see that.
Which, you know, it's in the game. It's a function in the game, so, you know. There's like a certain amount of steps. Like, when you complete a level, it'll be like, okay, you solved this in, you know, say 40 steps out of a possible, you know, 25 or something like that. You know, there is a minimum amount of steps you can solve these in. And sometimes you're not going to solve it in that minimum amount of steps because you're going to mess up. And then there is a easy way to, like, if you say mess up, you know, and you're because you forget, you know, you forget, oh crap, the green one goes reverse, you know, of the blue one, and or, you know, the red one goes, you know, two at a time, or, you know, there's different reactions to the different colors. They do different things, and if you forget you just press one button and it can, you know, you can just keep pressing the I can't remember which button it is. I want to say it's like Y maybe, but it'll just go back to the previous step. So if you mess up a couple times, you can just, you know, click whatever button that is and just, you know, go back to the previous steps instead of having to start it all over again, which I think is another nice, you know, little feature, because I've played too many games where I'm like, crap, I have to start over again.
Right.
You know, stuff like that. God, I think the biggest, this side tangent, I think the biggest game for that where I'd have to click start or, you know, then restart, would probably be the Tony Hawk games.
Yeah, I would not disagree with that.
I think I've restarted some of those level, like that warehouse level. I know I've restarted that level so many freaking times.
That and Trials.
Yeah, because you get to a point where you're like, okay, you know, you know the run you have to do for a game like that. You know the run you have to do, and if you mess up the slightest, you're like, crap, got to start over again so I can get this specific thing. But back to Cubot, it's totally worth it. You know, I think, let me see, how many hours did it take me? I'm looking this up on the Xbox Windows 10 app. Cubot. Okay, it doesn't show. That's weird. It says time played and it's 2 dashes. So I guess I haven't. I don't know. I'd say it was around two and a half hours. You know, sure. About around 2.5 hours, which, you know, it's not bad for $2, $1.99. Easy achievement, right? Points, really. Like, because the levels, you know, they're not, well, at least for me, they weren't too complex, I didn't think. And they're, you know, the ones that I really just got frustrated with, I could just do the level solution step on it. So that was nice. Yeah, I would totally recommend it. You know, it's a good puzzle game. You know, I was just doing the puzzles while listening to, you know, podcasts and, you know, stuff like that. Just, you know, right before bed, for that was the thing I did for a couple nights this past week, right before bed.
I might check it out.
Yeah, I mean, you can't beat the price. $1.99? Like,
yeah, that's nothing.
I want to see more games like this, you know? More games at that price, because, you know, I really do. I think that would be, I think that's going to be, that would be a big thing, would be more, you know, small games like this that are only maybe an hour or two long, that are only a couple bucks. Because there are a lot of times where it's like, okay, I don't have enough time to invest, you know, I don't have a lot of time to sit down and invest in this game or that game, you know, like, you know, it's like, okay, what can I play? Okay, I can't play Fallout right now because I only have like 15 minutes, you know, and, you know, a mission in Fallout can take you anywhere from, you know, half hour to maybe an hour, you know, depending on what you're doing. But, so it's nice to have these little bite-sized games that aren't a huge, you know, financial investment. Because, you know, games aren't, you know, we're seeing a lot of games, you know, like Rebel Galaxy and a lot of these other, a lot of the games that are coming out that aren't AAA, they're in the $20 price range now.
Right, yeah.
And $20 is kind of steep. Like, you know, especially, I mean, it's a kind of a steep investment if you're not too familiar. But, you know, Cubot, I heard about this. I saw it was a puzzle game. I love puzzle games. You know, $1.99, I'm like, okay, yeah, sign me up. You know, $1.99. And then I found out, oh, this is actually kind of fun. And, oh, that first achievement gave me 100 gamer score. Oh, okay, there's 9 more that give you 100 gamer score each. Okay, that's, you know.
Woohoo!
I should say it's Cubot, The Complexity of Simplicity. That's the subtitle of it. Yeah, definitely check that out. Pretty fun. And then, what is it? I played the first 2 levels of Z Heroes or Zeros or however you want to say it.
Okay, yeah. That came out today for free.
Yes. Well, like, technically, yes, last night, you know. These games always come out, like, the night before.
Okay.
But I played this last night. That's why I'm saying technically, because, you know, I did play last night. You complete the first level, gives you an achievement for 5 gamer score. 1, I mean, you okay, I don't expect a 100 gamer score achievement, you know, but 5, really? 5 for the first level? Like, I don't know. That's just that's a thing for me. Like, I'm not huge into achievements, but like when you complete a level and, you know, when you complete the first level and you see an achievement pop up and the amount that's worth, that kind of matters a little to me, you know? Like, I think it should have been maybe 20 gamer score, cuz it can have a total of 1,000, you know?
Right.
So
interesting. On the Xbox website, it says tomorrow.
No, it's out. It was last night. It was live on the store.
I
didn't even have to search it. It was just in the new releases last night.
I don't doubt you.
I played as the female character because the male character is like big and bulky and kind of ugly looking and looks like a buffoon.
Okay.
Like, I mean, if you look at it, you can see, but...
Yeah, he does.
And the chick has, like, what's it, pink hair? So that's kind of cool, I guess. Yeah. I don't know, but it's kind of clunky.
Okay.
Like, there's a combo system, but, like, I'm saying combo very loosely. And it's just a button-mashing game, pretty much. Like, I got halfway through the, maybe not even halfway, halfway through the second level, my thumb started hurting. Like, I am not even kidding. And I'm playing on normal. There's, you know, easy, normal, hard. I'm playing on normal, and I died once because it's like my thumb was hurting, and I, you know, had to, like, set the controller down for a second and, like, you know, rotate it around, pop it, whatever, you know, try to relieve some of the pain because it's just, like, nonstop mashing. And, you know, there's, like, a light attack and there's a light attack, a heavy attack. You can hold each of them down to do, like, a charge, to charge them up. The lighter one is less of a charge. And the heavy one, you know, is more of a charge. Takes longer to charge up. There's a gun, which I totally just forget about the gun. Because, you know, with the gun, your character stands still and shoots in whatever direction, like, whatever direction, you know, like, your character's facing. And it'll, like, rotate in a certain way, kind of like a, you know, rotating turret almost. But, so it's like you just lose control of, you click the shooting button and your character's just in an animation of shooting. So there's no way to aim, nothing like that. The camera angle is kind of weird certain ways, like certain times when you're going through the level. Like, if you're going, like, up and down, it's not that great. You know, but I guess, you know, it's mostly a side-scroller for the most part. So I guess, you know, or at least the camera angle benefits side-scrolling and not really going up and down. But there are certain parts where you're going up and down, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not saying, yeah, like, up a level. I'm saying, like, you know, up and down the screen. There's not, I haven't come across where you have to go, like, up a ladder or anything like that. So it's... it's not that great. I'm not liking it. I think it's also $20 if you besides
it is,
free.
It is, yeah, free.
Like, but I think it's $20 like originally. I think it said like $19.99, but there's a slash and it says free gold, you know, free with gold. So but I mean the fact that they're valuing it at $20 is another reason where I was saying, like, you know, that's $20 is pretty steep, especially with something, yeah, like this where there's
$20 can add up.
There doesn't seem to be a lot to this game for the most part. I mean, I played the first two levels and that second level's pretty long. And it's just like, oh, here's these little robot guys. And like the first two levels, they're same enemies. Didn't see a single new enemy. And there's a lot of like, okay, you know, to continue through this level, here's a door that, like, a gate, a raising gate that raises up, you know, you get in contact with it in the proximity, it raises up. Okay, you gotta walk for maybe 4 seconds, and here's another one, and that raises up, and there's a lot of those where it's just like, okay, this is just filler, you know. There's no purpose for these raising gates, because it's not like, you know, it just seems like there's a lot of filler area, you know, just to make it take longer for you to get through the level, if that makes any sense.
It does, yeah.
So this game is not worth $20, I don't think.
But is it worth free? That is the question. Well, this month, is it worth free?
If you have Xbox Gold, download it. Like, even if you don't play it, you at least, you know, even if you don't play it right away, you download it and you can have it forever. So that's, you know, that's something. And if you ever have a lull, and, you know, if you ever have a window of opportunity where you don't have anything to play, I guess, or, you know, just if you want to just try it out yourself, go ahead. But, you know, this game looked kind of interesting. I think it has local co-op. I think it would have been better if it had online co-op. Because, you know, even the worst games are better with, you know, a friend.
Right, yeah.
At least you can be, you know, shitting on the game while you're playing it. I mean, that's the only fun I got out of Brink when that was out. Was us shitting on that game, because that game was horrible. This is no Brink, though. I do have to say that. God, that's really one of the worst games I think I've ever played. I just did not like Brink.
I've played worse games than Brink.
I said it was one of. I think I have. I've had to have played worse stuff, but it was not good. It really was not that great. But yeah, it's free. Pick it up, I guess. You know, at least initiate the download, and then you can cancel the download if you like have bandwidth issues and you don't want to download it right away. Initiate it, then cancel it, and it's still, you know, tied to your account, which. Right. Which that's a thing about the games with gold over the PSN Plus games, you know, is like if you stop subscribing to gold, you still have all those games. True. Unlike with PlayStation Plus, where if you stop subscribing, you lose all those games.
Again, true.
So that's something that I kind of just thought about just now. So, and then I played a little bit of the Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2. Beta, and boy did beta. I think I played, I logged on, got an invite from the Press A to Listen guys, well, one of them, form one of the other ones taking a hiatus, but the two I normally play with, and I don't know, I think we were trying to play for hour, maybe 90 minutes, and we got two matches, I think, because we kept getting disconnected. Like, it's not good. Like, and we would, it'd be a point where it's like, oh, just got disconnected, and you'd hear, oh, me too. Like, it'd be the same exact time. So I don't know if, like, it was just us, or if, like, the whole entire game crashed, and, you know, the actual match crashed, and everyone got disconnected. I don't know, but it was pretty bad, like, the connection-wise. It's fun game. Like, some they have new characters. You start out with, like, three packs. You go to view, like, the store, you know, because they have the store where you can buy packs to unlock custom, you know, stuff to customize your characters or actual character pieces that you, you know, you can... You can't buy any coins right now, but they're, you know... You're going to be able to, but I'm sure they just, you know, said no because it's the beta and, you know, they didn't want to hear people complain about, oh, you want us to buy stuff in the beta? That's not going to be, you know, stuff like that. But you can buy stuff with the in-game currency that you earn. And when you go to the store and the in-game store and press like Y, you can see three packs that they give you automatically. One's a complete new character, so it's all the pieces for a character. The others are just, you know, bits and pieces, you know, like, oh, here's a cool goatee for the orange peach dude, whatever, and here's sunglasses for this dude and stuff like that, which they do.
Here's a Cheetos skin.
Don't get me started on that. They did do good and make it free for everyone, though. Which, yeah, that was good. But I have high hopes for this game. I really do. Because the first one was fantastic. It was fun. There was a lot to it. And they kept adding free content. Like, real content. Like, they added completely new modes. They added new levels, new characters, new... You know, a lot of stuff for free. And it took them a good, like, I don't know, at least six months before they added any kind of microtransactions, you know, to it. Even though the system was set up for microtransactions, they didn't do it from the gate, you know. And right. At that point, it's like, if you were playing consistently, you unlocked a lot of stuff and or had a lot of coins so that you didn't really feel like you, like, I never had to buy anything. So that's always good. And I think that's one of the systems I like on that is like it's not like you can straight up buy this particular character or this particular costume or stuff like that. It's you buy, you know, packs that you open that, you know, you get, you know, it's mystery unless you're buying like the specific, you know, buy this, you get a whole entire character, which they added those later on. But, and it's not just, you know, real money. It's in-game stuff. and you earn those pretty quickly. Like, I think out of those two matches, I think I got like 10,000 coins, which I could buy a couple of the small packs. I'm halfway to like the one of the big packs, so it's not bad. I think all your characters from the first one's gonna unlock on the second one, the ones that you have unlocked. Okay. So that's great. You know, rewarding people for having the first one. I think right now there's Mass Effect or Grass Effect pre-order bonus.
Grass Effect, I like that.
So that's something, I guess, going on. It's fun so far. I'm looking forward to, you know, playing some more tonight, maybe some this weekend, definitely. It's probably gonna end by the end of the weekend. I'm sure the beta will. I don't think it's gonna last too long, but
they said how long it was gonna last.
Oh, did they?
I thought they did.
Anyways, it's pretty fun. It's more Garden Warfare. The beta actually had it. It's interesting with the beta. It's not a menu where you select stuff. It's like an open world. It's an open world like area where you roam around. You can fight people that's in your little shared world, whatever. Or you can go to your base, and in your base, depending on if you're a plant or zombie at that time, which you can switch and in their open world menu replacement. In your base, you can select, okay, I want to go to this. I want to do this mode. I want to do this. There's different like portals and kiosks, and there's two old time TVs, one stacked on top of the other, and that's for like co-op mode. Which I thought that was pretty clever.
It's until Monday, so the 18th.
This weekend. So definitely, if you're listening to this before the end of the weekend, definitely check that out. I don't know if it's on the homepage of the store. I had to search for it because I saw it was starting to pop up and I didn't see it. So I was like, oh, I'm going to search for it. And there was. It's, I think, 13 gigs. It's a 13 gig download, but hopefully they got their server stuff fixed. You know, I know it's a beta, but I'd like to be able to play more than two matches in like an hour and a half.
Right.
And it sucks because when you get disconnected from a match, you don't get any coins. You only get the coins at the end of the match. So it's not like you get coins every time you get a kill or something like that, which that might be something they need to look into. I don't know, but just fix your connections. Simple as that. Because it...
Right, you heard it here first. Fix your connection.
Well, not our listeners. I'm saying EA, fix your connections. Because it's ridiculous when, we're a party of three, and we all get disconnected the exact same time. And it's not like it's not like our party got disconnected. It's we all got disconnected, and, we're not even in the same party. We're disconnected into our own little, lobbies or whatever. But it really is weird how it's like I was saying, this open world-ish menu system. Because, it just loaded in, and there's a little cutscene, it loaded in, and I'm like, where's the menu? And I'm thinking, okay, did this not fully download? Is this just a little thing it's letting me play before it, like, because sometimes there's little modes you can play in games that, before it completely fully downloads that aren't ever in the actual real game. I've seen that before, but,
yeah.
No, it's just, it's a open world system where you click, like, oh, I want to do, multiplayer, deathmatch, whatever they call deathmatch, okay. Yeah, okay, now this portal's open and I walk through it. Or I want to do this mode. Okay, now this is open and I go through that. Stuff like that. So, and it goes straight to matchmaking. So it's different. It's interesting. So definitely check that out until the end of next week. Or until the end of this weekend. Beginning of next week. So I guess we can tackle news now.
News.
Got some EA news. speaking of...
Yeah, I got a couple things with EA. I know the PC people have been really upset with the console people and their EA Access, getting those games for a yearly or monthly fee. Well, now you can do it, have it on the PC. Although it's not called EA Access, it's called Origin Access. And while you can subscribe for a year on the consoles, you can only subscribe per month on the PC.
That's got to change, I assume.
And it's $5 a month, and you get 10% off all Origin purchases.
Which, that's pretty good, I guess.
Right, and there is a vault, just like in on the consoles. And right now there's only five. There's more. The list of games that are in the vault right now for Origin: Dragon Age Inquisition, Battlefield Hardline, Battlefield 4, Sims 3 Starter Pack, FIFA 15, Need for Speed Rivals, SimCity, Battlefield 3, This War of Mine, and Dead Space 3.
Not bad. Not bad games.
Not bad. I mean they pretty much have to give away SimCity for people to even play it.
Yeah. So it's
and really, who's playing Battle? I guess some people are probably still playing Battlefield 3.
Oh, is it Battlefield 3?
And 4.
I was about to say, is it 3? Wow,
that's 3 and okay. 4. And Hardline, so
that's not bad. I think it's the Xbox One version has. I think their vault. It's a little better.
Yeah, it's a little better.
Which
you've got some Maddens in there.
Which, if you have games, if you have Xbox Gold, you're gonna be able to try out EA Access next week for free.
Right.
So, January 19th through what is it? I think the 24th. You'll be able to play games include in the vault. I don't know if you'll get the free play. I don't know if you'll get the demos. I'm sure you have to. I'm sure they'll let you the 10 hours of Battlefront stuff like that. I would assume. I don't know, but
don't know.
Hopefully, next week, yeah. So. Starting the 19th.
19th through the 24th. So that's almost a week.
That's next Tuesday through the end of that weekend.
Yeah, Sunday. Which is an odd day. It's odd days to pick.
It is, I guess, but...
Tuesday through Sunday.
I think I'm going to sign up for EA Access. Because there's, you get those online discounts.
Right.
And you get to play the games early. And there's some games that I kind of want to... be able to play early / try out before I buy.
Right, because EA actually has some interesting games that are coming out soon.
Yeah, Garden Warfare 2, like I mentioned, Unravel.
Unravel.
That looks really good. I'm really excited about Unravel. That's going to be a good game.
There was a video that I saw, I didn't actually watch it, but I saw it, the video exists, of the people from the developer of Unravel teaches you how to make your own yarn, dude.
Yarny?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm following them, and I'm seeing they tweet out tons of, people's, homemade yarnies and stuff like that made from different stuff, and it's kind of cool. Definitely looking forward to playing that, testing that out. I don't know, I might... just do the month. I don't know what all EA games are coming out this year.
That's a good question.
Because last year I didn't really play much EA games. That's why I didn't buy I didn't buy it for last year.
Oh, okay. You got Unravel, Garden Warfare 2. We knew that those. Mirror's Edge and Mass Effect.
There's no way Mass Effect's coming out this year.
They do say winter. So Q4 2016.
That's a placeholder. Yeah, I can't imagine that's actually going to come out this year, but
yeah,
who knows?
Yeah, according to Google, it comes out. It's going to come out in December.
Who knows? But yeah, that's I may just do the month just so I can play those games early slash get the discounts on them, mostly just to play them early. But
right.
Yeah, what else do you got, Stuart?
This year marks the 5th anniversary of DC Universe Online. Now, DC Universe Online is no longer a Sony Online Entertainment
game. Because Sony Online Entertainment doesn't exist.
They're now Daybreak Game Studios, which means they're no longer tied to Sony exclusively. So, DC Universe Online is now coming to Xbox One.
I'm excited about this. I really am.
I am too. I like DC Universe Online, but the downside was there was nobody I could play with. So now it's coming to Xbox One. I'll have friends to play with now.
Yeah, I'm very excited. And that, you know, since it is a free to play game, there's gonna be a lot of people picking it up just because it's out. It's new.
Right.
Well, it's new to Xbox One, and I'm looking forward to it because I never played it, so.
It is fun. And it's not just kind of new stuff for the Xbox One, but the PlayStation and the PC versions are now cross-play. Or they will be in, like, 2 weeks.
That's interesting.
On the...
Yeah, Marvel Heroes, they definitely need to bring that to the consoles.
I think it could work on the consoles.
I think I would play that. I want to play that. I really do. But it's just like, you know, there's no one really playing it. And I know if it was on the consoles, I'd have a lot more people who would be interested in playing it. Because I have a lot of friends who don't really want to play PC games.
Tell me about it.
Which I prefer a console, but if I have to, I'll play it on the PC. I was gonna get the new Batman game on PC until that didn't work out.
Right. Yes.
I played Witcher on PC until I kind of got bored with it. Even though it was Game of the Year quite for a lot of people, like I don't know if you listened to Giant Bomb, their Game of the Year stuff, but they were all like, "Can we really vote this? Because none of us really finished it. We all stopped playing it." And I'm like, yeah, that's what? Me. That's exactly the way I feel. I'm probably earlier than they did, but I put a good, I don't know, 10 hours into it.
I get you. I'm that way with a lot of games.
But yeah, so hopefully we get more of these type of games coming to console, just because, you know, it's more appealing for, you know, gamers who are console focused. You know, to just play a game that's on the console than to have to, you know, even if they do have a PC that can run it, have to do that. Or it's harder to convince people to play on a PC if they're versus like a console, if there's other console games that they're playing. So, but yeah, I'm excited about that. The DC Universe Online coming to Xbox One.
Yeah, this spring. So
yeah, a few months away.
Yeah. Xbox kind of shown off, I put this in quotes, new feature, because they had this feature already, they took it away, and now they're showing off like, oh hey, here's something new, it looks pretty cool, right? And that's the ability to see who's in a party before you join. That was already a thing the Xbox did. I don't know if they did it on the Xbox One, but definitely did it on the 360.
I know you've been able to, you can do that on the Windows 10 app.
You can,
you've
yes.
You've been able to do that, but yeah, I don't think you've been able to do that on the actual Xbox One. So that's
but
coming,
the reason
is that out now?
Yeah, that okay. Is coming. I don't know when. I mean, they've not really had a big update since November's. So, don't know. This was maybe coming in February. Because there wasn't one last year or this month. But the reason I really put this on the list was, you know, when new upgrades come out and stuff, they're taking stuff away from us. The features that we liked. They're taking it away. And there's one that really upsets me. And that's the ability to hide games in your library.
Yeah, they took...
Why would you take that away?
They did. Like, I
what?
Had... I didn't have them in my library, but, you know, it was in your, like, cloud library. I didn't have it downloaded, but it was in my cloud library. It's like
that's like that's what
this
I mean.
Beta, and I'm like, okay, that game's been out for like a year, so I'm never gonna play the beta doesn't even work, so I want to just hide that, and I can't do that anymore. It sucks.
Yeah, Neverwinter beta. I'm not gonna play the Neverwinter beta. I just play Neverwinter.
You don't even do that.
True. Yeah, it annoys me that they take stuff out.
Like you know. Like I was saying when it came out, like there were some times where I would like to snap the party, so that especially when I'm in a party of new people and I'm not exactly sure who's speaking, you know, I don't really know the people that well, so I would have the party snapped while I was playing so that I could see, so I didn't sound like an idiot when, you know, or, you know, just stuff like that.
It'd be nice if they could have, like, maybe even an option to put an overlay on.
Yeah.
Like a lot of games do with TeamSpeak and Ventura. Like, you can, like, put, like, a little box, a little overlay in the corner. Like
you can't snap the party. You can snap the party, but it takes you out of the game completely. And it's just snapped temporarily, and they're quick. This makes it so much quicker, which it's like, okay,
It's so much quicker. It takes a minute to load.
Yeah, I don't know. The new update's not that much faster. Like, they were toting it to be so much quicker, and it's like it's still pretty janky.
No, it really isn't.
Like,
it's not quicker. I mean, it looks better. I like the look better, but yeah, like party snapping, they ruined.
Where
that.
Are all these Windows 10 apps that were going to be compatible on the Xbox One?
I saw some about that recently.
I've looked at the same, like, I've for the last at least 2 weeks, you know, the Windows 10 or the Xbox App Store apps have been the new releases, you know, the new releases little quick section has been the same apps for, like, at least the last 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. So, yeah, a little upset about that. You're totally right, though. They're taking away features. They're giving us new updates that are taking away certain features.
Right, and that if you look on like the suggestions area, like the ability to bring back hiding games in your cloud library is high up there.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. Like I said, I hate the fact that, and also if the part like the since the party is no longer its own app. If there's party issues or whatever, you can't just quit the party. Just close the party app and then restart it. You've got to, like, completely turn off your Xbox. Like, I've had to do that in the past. And that's ridiculous because there was just some issues. And, you know, I've noticed, like, you know, someone leaves the party 30, 40 minutes later. I'm about to leave. I go to the party. Their name's still there saying connecting. Because it just doesn't kick them properly. It doesn't kick them right away. It takes a good while for it to actually, you know, show the person's left the party completely.
Right, which you kind of want to know when somebody left the party.
Exactly. So you can talk shit about them.
Yes, exactly.
but anyways.
Apple!
Speaking of
allowed.
Shit.
Allowed. No, yeah, you're right. Apple allowed Minecraft Pocket Edition 2 to be sold for more than 2 weeks. Minecraft Pocket Edition 2 is fake. It's not. The thing was, it doesn't even. The guy, like, wasn't really even trying to hide it. Like, he didn't come up with some fake game company, you know, like.
Bojang.
Bojang, you know, something close. No, it was the dude's
Nojang.
Name.
Nojang. That'd be the thing.
That'd be even better, yeah. But no, it was just Minecraft Pocket Edition 2 by Scott Cawthorn. What? No. It was for $11. $11. And it was number 4 on the ranking. That, damn.
Man. I hope they refunded
and
those
this,
people.
That's not even the first time that guy has done that either. He also had a fake Five Nights at Freddy's app.
That's pretty crazy.
I mean, you could probably sneak something by Android, probably easily too. But Apple's just not checking their shit.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
All right, what do you got?
I mentioned the EA thing because it was related. Speaking of crazy shit, though, this isn't on there. Have you heard that there's this person who created a like one of those GoFundMe type things to reimburse themselves for their Powerball ticket spending? And they've already raised, I think, like $700.
Good God.
GoFundMe. Let me look this up. Woman takes crowdfunding site to get back her Powerball losses. This is on CNET. Let's see where the link is. I'm trying to find the... Man, I hate when they
Oh, just... not found. So I it might oh, be taken, it taken down, down by now.
Powerball. Let me send you the link to this. I hate when sites don't, like... put the sort like they should you should just because whenever I do it whenever I link something you know like a news topic if I'm do writing a news topic I put like source and then I put the link right after I click say source that way you know there's the source instead of like you know Powerball blah 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 and then just embedding it in one of the weird multiple texts you know in the actual chat or in the actual article. There we go, GoFundMe page. Campaign off. Yeah, okay. I guess it wasn't, but, like, I guess it's not anymore. But, yeah, I think it was up to, like, a few hundred dollars.
Damn.
Let's see, news.
See, now I see damn as in not that it was done, but, like, damn,
that's I didn't think
that's
why I was thinking. It's like, wow, how come to, I didn't think of that. Wow. Let's see, maybe this article... show some more on it. GoFundMe 0.6. Like I think I saw people actually donated to the GoFundMe account, and I think what was her name? Cinnamon Nicole. I wanted to say that. I just wasn't entirely sure.
A stripper name if I've ever heard one.
Cinnamon Nicole successfully raised $800 before the campaign was shut down. $800. How much did she spend? Like, she couldn't have spent that much.
Like, well, how much did she want?
I don't know, but luckily the money was refunded, so that's just makes me think. Oh my God, GoFundMe. Those people to check out GoFundMe, they must have like tons of money to just help other people. Shoot, hopefully this doesn't help. This doesn't give other people, you know, we were thinking, oh, yeah, how come we didn't do that? But, you know, I hope the wrong people, we're never going to do anything like this. I'm just.
Maybe I could go on GoFundMe and raise money to buy new tires for my car.
That's a legitimate thing. Like, you know, help. I need new tires so I can drive.
So I won't crash into you on the road.
Get to work so I can support my, you know, stuff like that or help I need. Money for medical bills or I need money for this or you know that's what GoFundMe's for not help I wasted all this money on lotto tickets and
didn't win
when there was a 1 in 292 million chance
you know I looked up how much like I would take home like in Indiana after state and federal taxes that 1.5 billion would whittle down to 500 something million. It's like, oh my God, that's a third of what the jackpot is.
That's crazy. See, the thing to do with that though is I heard you can create an LLC and then claim it under that. So that one, your name's not out there because there's only like 4 states where you're able to claim it as anonymous. So that your name is not out there?
And one of them is here.
Oh, well, then you wouldn't have to do that unless you wanted to try to get around that tax stuff. But anyways, my articles this week, I just, you know, scams. I wanted to bring up that. I thought that was crazy, that GoFundMe thing. But yeah, the tire thing, you might actually be able to do that on GoFundMe. That's the kind of stuff, you know, people who really need it.
I'd feel bad though. I really
people
would.
People who really need help, who you know, are in a bind, you know, stuff like that. Or, but let's see, new Humble Bundle. The Humble Weekly Bundle Full Motion Video. For $5, you can get episode 1 of Missing.
Good game.
Which I'm sure, like, the other episodes will probably come in later, maybe.
Hopefully. Well, if you want to watch episode 1, there's a video of it on our YouTube page.
True. You know. But, you know, they always add stuff to these bundles later on. You know, what initially is announced is not what it is initially, or is not the end results. But, so there's full motion video in that?
Yes, it is the entire thing.
Okay, that's interesting. Seventh Guest and 11th Hour Pack.
Love those games. Already own them. So far, I've owned all the games mentioned.
Tex Murphy Complete Pack.
I don't own that one.
Tesla Effect, a Tex Murphy Adventure.
Wait, hold on. If it's the Tex Murphy Complete Pack, why isn't Tesla Effect in that pack?
Maybe the Complete Pack is the, like, all the episodes of the original game, if it's episodic.
That was before episodic games.
I have no idea. I don't know, but if you...
Now, the Tex Murphy games are, like, old, like, 90s.
And here's the real reason to buy this. You pay $5 or more, you get Roundabout, which one of my...
Cool.
I think it was my number 3 game last year. Yeah, really so. Fun game. Really enjoyed it. And I'm not a driving guy. But it's more of a puzzle driving, because, you know, like I've said, there's videos on our YouTube page of it, and, you know, I did a review and stuff like that. Your limo spins around in a circle. It rotates. It goes round and round. So, great FMV though. Fantastic. Just it hilarious. Just it's great. That's worth it alone. But Her Story as well.
Also so, good game.
This is pretty good deal. Like, if you are interested in Her Story, I would really also suggest Roundabout. $5.
And Seventh Guest, I played as a kid. I have fond memories of that game.
And Missing, the first episode.
Is all right.
I don't know about the Tex Murphy stuff, but, you know, you pay $5. Also, you know, in a couple days, they'll add another game or another couple games or something on, because they always do. They always add through, like, halfway through their, you know, the Humble Bundle's lifespan. Currently, we're recording on Friday, and there's currently 5 days and 18 hours left of the Humble Weekly Bundle. So, this is a really good one. Like, I really think so. For $5, Her Story and Roundabout alone, you know, you get your money's worth.
Yeah, if I didn't really have 5 of these 7 games, I'd probably get it. But I mean, it's, you know, $5 to include the Tex Murphy games.
Did you ever play Roundabout?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you should look into that. That's a fun game. Like I said, the FMV is pretty good. I really.
I remember you talking highly of it when you
yeah, and the main actress, like, she, her performance is pretty amazing, and she doesn't even speak a word. It's just all emotions, or it's just all facial expressions, and it's pretty good. Like, that
doesn't help that
she's attractive too. Yeah, but it's pretty fun. It's a pretty fun game. Like I said, my top 3 game of the year. I really enjoyed it quite a bit. And, you know, on Xbox, I think it's $15 alone on Xbox One. So, you know, for $5, you can get it on Steam. Steam and a DRM free copy. So you can, you know, you can even give away the Steam codes if you just want to play the DRM free copies of them. That's always the good thing about the Humble Bundles, is you got that option. You know, if you've already owned some of the games, you can just give away the Steam codes to other people. I like that. Yeah. That has funded some of our contests in the past. Or some of our giveaways. Yeah, so check that out.
Or at least attempted to.
Yeah. And lastly, Twitch announces a new category for Twitch Play Games. Twitch Play Games is now its own category.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, have you heard of the game Punch Club? It is a PC game. I have it downloaded. I got a code for it. Before they launched the game, they did a Twitch plays with it, which really? was brilliant marketing for them. Like, I mean, just a brilliant way to, you know, show off the game, and they beat it. And then I think once they beat it, they released the game.
That's cool.
Yeah, it definitely.
Now, this is only for Twitch Plays stuff, not, like, games that have, like, Twitch integration.
I believe so. Let me look at the article.
Because I know there are some games, like, there's a horror game out there.
iDarb has stuff where you can do,
Twitter. iDarb has stuff. But yeah, there's a game, it has Twitch integration, and, like, the chat can, like, call in monsters, like call in a horde of zombies or something like that.
It says Twitch Plays will allow developers to introduce games and viewers to find games within the crowdsourced video game playthrough genre more easily. So yeah, I guess this is just for those types, since it says crowdsourced video game playthrough genre. I can't imagine anything different with that description, but yeah. So that's interesting. It'd be interesting to see what other games they do that are Twitch plays.
Right. I know they've done Dark Souls and actually beat Dark Souls.
I don't even think I could beat Dark Souls. I hear that game's hard.
Yes.
Days after. Yeah. So it's later on it says Dark Souls. Twitch plays Dark Souls. Currently playing through Demon Souls. Twitch plays Claw Machine. I guess that's a game.
Okay.
Twitch plays Robot, featuring real-life robots fighting each other. I did not even know about this. That's kind of cool. Punch Club, the tiny build game about a boxer's journey. Yeah, that's the one I was talking about. That's, you know, so, yeah. It'd be interesting to see more developers do stuff like that to show off their game before it actually comes out. I thought that was a pretty smart move on the Punch Club people. Twitch is they're doing some good stuff. They're seeing, you know, stuff happening, and they're compensating, you know, they're appealing to the audience. This article talks about the Joy of Painting thing, you know, which they continue to do, and now this. It's pretty smart move. Who owns Twitch? Amazon?
Did that actually go through? I forget.
I think Amazon bought Twitch, right? Twitch is a live streaming video platform owned by Twitch Interactive, a subsidiary of Amazon. Yeah, so yeah, Amazon was the one who bought them.
Okay.
Yeah, $970 million. Okay. Yeah, that's... And there's been no Amazon integration. Like, click here to buy this game on Amazon. I have never seen anything like that, which is what we all expected.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. That's, you know, it looks like Twitch is running as Twitch, you know, and not Amazon's video game streaming service. So, good to see that. I do not have anything else. Rock Band 4 now supports the export of original Rock Band songs. Okay. That's great. I don't really see much else, so I guess
I don't know. I'm watching Twitch Plays Blackjack.
Oh God, that's got to be a nightmare.
Well, it's actually live. Like, it's not like a game. Like it's not like a video game. It's live.
Really? Okay. Huh.
Yeah, like a guy. You know, he's got a camera set up on overhead, and he's playing the chat.
Apparently the game that was starring David Bowie is free right now. Okay. So check that out.
I hit. That a 12. He hit on 12.
Okay. There's the link to that, Stuart, in case you're interested. But this weekend, remember people, the Plants vs. Zombie Garden Warfare 2 beta is out. That's on Xbox One and PlayStation 4. I don't know if it's on PC or not, but I know it's on both the consoles. Also, looks like Amazon Prime is going to be $73 for this weekend for a year worth.
Ooh, nice.
So definitely that $26 cheaper. So definitely check that out if you, you know, interested. They also announced pre-orders, and I think new, like within the first 2 weeks of the game coming out, you get Amazon Prime members get 20% off the games. So that's a pretty big deal. I forgot about that. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Prime members get the, you know, 20% off. Like, Garden Warfare 2, instead of $59.99, it'd be $47.99 with the Prime member discount.
Well, if Amazon did more codes than they do now.
I don't think it's digital, though. I think it's just physical.
Yeah, I know.
This is their solution against the Best Buy Gamers Club Unlocked. Their whole thing, where you pay $30 a year or $30 for 2 years, and you get like 20% off every game and points and discounts and stuff like that. This is their solution, which, you know, is pretty big, and this has got to kind of scare Amazon, or this has to scare GameStop, I would assume. Because before, probably, with Best Buy, it's like, yeah, Best Buy, they not that big, but with Amazon.
With Amazon, hell, Amazon's great at pre-ordering stuff, because, you know, you don't have to go to the store, you know.
Shows up that day.
You know, go to work, go to school the next day, you know, that day, come back, and oh, look, there it is. Got a little
yeah,
present.
And if there's a deal and it gets cheaper between the time you pre-order and the time it gets shipped to you, they fix it. Like, there's been cases where I've gotten the game and they've, you know, refunded me money because the price changed before it actually got to my house. So, you know, Amazon, it's pretty good. But that, yeah, 20% off automatically on pre-order games and, I guess, new games too, I think. Like, within the first 2 weeks, I've heard. So that's, you know, and especially since, you know, Amazon Prime this weekend is $73 for a year if you don't own it already. That's another good reason to maybe pick it up. So, but yeah, then EA Access early next week. That's going to be for gold members on Xbox. So, Stewart's got his videos popping out on the site and the YouTube channel. Yep. So check those out. I'm going to be having, hopefully I'll be able to properly record a Rebel Galaxy video this weekend and have it out. So look forward to that, hopefully. Anything else I'm missing, Stuart?
I'm not thinking of anything.
Alrighty. Follow us on Twitter at TheGeeksFTW. Stuart's at Casual Terror. I'm at Geeky William. Of course,
did you change that recently
to try to,
okay, I thought last week I thought I was going crazy.
Yeah, I changed that in my gamer tag to try to make it all one, because I had a couple people giving me shit over, oh, your gamer tag and your Twitter is not the same, you need to unify your brand. Yeah, I'm like, I'll just do it just because I'm tired of you fucking saying that every you know, every time. Like, it's the press they listen, guys. Like, when I was on their show last, that episode never came out because I don't know why. It just never did. The person who edits the show never put it up. And then, I don't know. He wasn't on that episode, so I don't know why. But, yeah, that episode never came out. But, you know, they introduced me as, oh, is it Geek William or William FTW? Or I'm just like, you could just say William from the Geeks for the Win podcast. Like, that's an easy way to introduce me. But no, you have to, you know, make it all confusing and, you know, shit on me for, you know, not being able to have this gamer tag because someone stole it when I, you know, changed my Twitter name or vice versa. Like, there are people squatting on a bunch of names that I would love to have, you know, gamertag wise or Twitter handle wise, but, you know, that it is what it is. Sadly, people who haven't been active for like 4 or 5 years on Twitter And even then, they never had a post. It's pretty crazy stuff, but... but anyways, yeah, all the links to everything is on our website, thegeeksftw.com. So, you know, check that out for all the links, especially all the links to the articles we talked about today on this show, or in the show notes down below on episode 245. And I guess that's it. We will see you next time.
Bye.